Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 6th of April of the year 2020. Happy death-iversary today to King Richard I of England, or Number One King Dick, as he was called by his friends. Today in history, in 1722, Peter the Great, Tsar of Russia, ended the tax on men with beards, which led to the modern world where men wear beards as a sign of wealth and a f*** you to the Tsar. And in 1843, on this day, William Wordsworth was appointed the British Poet Laureate by Queen Victoria for his poem about how f***able flowers are. Loved a flower, did Wordsworth. Flowers are just filth. Do too much research in flowers and you'll never look at a flower the same way again. Celebrations today include National Caramel Popcorn Day and National Tartan Day, so sit back with a teeth-cracking snack and watch a Highlander watch the movie Highlander, as is traditional. Your guest today is the star of Nude with Nish Kumar workout special, Jacked with Nish. Welcome back to the show, Nish Kumar.
Great to be back. Great to be here. I'm feeling jacked.
I mean, you're looking jacked for a certain value of jacked.
It's either the exercise or it's the amount of cocaine I've been hoofing in the quarantine.
I feel like quarantine is the worst time to take cocaine because you can only antagonize and bore yourself.
And I'm having a great time doing it.
I say this as someone who's never had cocaine. I would worry too much about how obnoxious I would become. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in television news. But first, some headlines. In the news today, in the stock market, passive aggression is at an all-time high, soaring against the plummeting Dow Jones index as people in self-isolation with their families have committed to full-on pass-ag vendettas. Now is the time to invest in passive aggression because it looks like it hasn't reached its pinnacle yet. I told you should have invested last week, didn't I? And you decided not to do that, didn't you? So maybe next time you'll listen to me, won't you? And Dorothy the dinosaur has been released from custody in Italy after narrowly escaping humane termination as the result of her spread of the coronavirus via a Happy Hugs tour. Italy's Wiggles government has dealt incredibly well with the health crisis, leading the world in early treatment modalities, though Captain Feathersword remains in intensive care for a feather-induced sword injury as the result of an ill-advised duel of honour with a superior opponent. And Bob, the sentient trash island, has donated $1 billion to the fight against the virus after back-engineering the bank accounts of the billionaires who invested in his construction. As you know, Bob was originally built out of floating garbage to be a high-tech offshore libertarian haven for billionaires escaping the foreseeable consequences of their own degradation of the moral fabric of society, but achieved sentience after being impregnated with AI nanobots. Bob is currently still in the Democratic race against Biden and seems to be going up in the polls. And that's all we have time for your headlines right now, because it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because capitalism is a disease, but we've all got to get it. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. A supernatural romance period thriller, Dark Bridges of the Heart is already a favourite among Dancy fans. Delilah is an orphaned aristocrat, student at the prestigious Pinkerton Academy for Female Girls, but she's hiding a dark secret. When she's blamed for burning down the school in a freak arson accident, she's claimed by her mysterious guardian, Declan. At first, he just seems like a very handsome and mysterious man with a troubled past, but he has a secret from before that's hovering over his shoulder. Does it have anything to do with the prophecy that's engraved on her left shoulder? And why do they have the same dream whenever they're forced by circumstances into sharing a bedroom, even though they're both wary of attachment? Declan was done with love. He'd been hurt too many times. As a half-vampire, half-Victorian railway bridge architect, he's seen the worst humanity has to offer to those who aren't of the ruling class. He's planning on just collecting his ward and being coldly detached in an irresistibly brooding manner, but the moment he sees her, he's overwhelmed with attraction and memories of the prophecy that he found on a piece of paper under a bridge on the day her parents died. He wants her, but he can't have her. He's too troubled by his dark past and the fact that her dad was his boss at the railway bridge architecture firm. A steamy tale with a heartwarming cameo from Delilah's godfather, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, who teaches the troubled pair that sometimes all you need to do to solve an ages-old curse is build a bridge and have sex on it.
Yes.
Dark Bridges of the Heart, available now in all good online supernatural romance period thriller stores and airports. I've been in quarantine too long. Have you killed a man and the thumb drive with the evidence on it has been frozen into an ice cube for protection and disguise? Try melting your way to freedom with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water will dissolve all but the chunkiest of ice cubes, leaving you free to drive off into the sunset with clean hands but a dirty conscience. That's right, run. You can escape the law, but you can never escape the guilt. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Cubist Club of Ice Appreciation. Half a glass of water will not wash your sins away. Please consult a priest or spiritual doctor for penance. This advertisement is not an endorsement of murder. Please drink and kill responsibly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it is time for your top story. Your top story today is television news. Nish Kumar, you're our television expert. What's going on in the world of television right now?
Oh man, people are really rediscovering old television programs and also how racist everyone was in old television programs. Oh boy. Also, we're really going back through, this is a real golden era for realizing the 90s were awful. There was some really spicy stuff on TV back then, and people thought a lot of stuff was pretty acceptable when it wasn't acceptable under the guise of irony.
But back then, Nish, you know, people of colour didn't have voices, so it didn't matter. They didn't.
Yeah, and it was fine to just talk about ladies' boobs. It was a compliment. We were all hopped up on lager and Tony Blair. Yeah, it's a pretty extraordinary time. If you've got nothing else to do but stare into the void, suddenly you start to think, maybe this is the year I watch Breaking Bad.
Have you not watched Breaking Bad, Nish?
No, I've never watched Breaking Bad or The Sopranos. Maybe it's finally time for me to watch two programmes I have repeatedly, in conversation, pretended to have seen. Oh, yeah. That, when that bad breaks. Oh, what a show when the bad breaks. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on Mr. Soprano. Ooh, what a singer. Hell of a voice on Mr. Soprano. And his wife, Lady Tenor.
Very absorbent, Lady Tenor.
Very absorbent. Lovely sideline she had. Lovely. She lent her name to some very interesting products.
If I know anyone who could soak up half a cup of piss, that would be...
Ooh. Lady Tenner. She was more sponge than human.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad or The Sopranos either, but I would have expected you to. You seem more savvy across pop culture than I am.
There's a couple of TV programs that I've missed, which is why I'm beginning to think that, you know, the big streaming services got together and did coronavirus. That's my conspiracy theory. I think Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon Prime, the other one, all got together and concocted coronavirus just so we'd finally find out what Ozark is.
Are you very invested in the television world, Nish? As a workout guru, I know you mainly focus on DVDs.
Well, I largely view television as the humble vessel for the DVD. I see it really more as a means to an end. And the means are the DVD player, and the end is getting jacked as f***.
That's all we have time for your top story right now, because it is time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Nick. Hello, Alice and co-hosts. That's you today, Nish.
Oi, oi.
But mainly Alice, because, well, it's about half a glass of water. During these apocalyptic times, we've been advised to wash our hands regularly, so is it okay to use half a glass of water for hand-washing purposes? If so, how much soap should accompany it? Half a glass of soap feels a bit excessive. Pandemically yours, Nick. Thank you for the letter, Nick. Is this the first time you have tried to wash your hands? Because generally there's a tap involved and very little measurement of the actual water. I would say half a glass of water is probably not enough to fully clean your hands, particularly not in the kind of 20 seconds way that we're being told to wash our hands. So what I say is take some lessons in basic hygiene, you stupid, stupid idiot.
Or wash your hands in your own piss. That tap never runs dry.
I don't know about
piss.
Yours.
Water, smelly cousin.
I cannot endorse anything Nish says. I mean, ever, but specifically in this context. Thank you for writing in. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous editions available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. The Last Post is Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest in the studio today was Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
I'm just plugging piss. Piss.
I mean, can
I... It smells bad, and it tastes worse.
I don't want to know how you know that. And also, as a medical professional, can I please recommend not trying to plug your piss? It's only bad outcomes, or no
Listen,
outcomes, which is worse than
products.
Any outcome.
Whether it's the DVDs or human urine.
If you have Amazon Prime, please tune in on the 17th of April for the release of my stand-up special, Savage. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.